Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. The political class in Washington has stuck the fork in Lonnie Guinier and is pretty sure she's done as Bill Clinton's top civil rights enforcer, but she doesn't want to go without a Senate fight, making that clear last night on the ABC News broadcast Nightline.
I would like to have a hearing before the Senate in which the distortions that have been picked up by the media and seem to have echoed in a game of telephone in which I haven't even had access to the initial speaker, that I would have an opportunity to respond to those distortions and to correct the record.
Guinier denied taking extreme views on granting minority special rights.
I do not believe in any particular racial quota and have never advocated a racial quota.
Despite President Clinton's faint public words of support for his longtime friend, some top aides say he's told them he thinks her nomination as Assistant Attorney General is doomed because of Senate opposition. The public line from Deputy White House Chief of Staff Roy Neal this morning is that Mr. Clinton is still behind the University of Pennsylvania law professor.
We're working with this nominee. She's making an aggressive effort to get her own message out about clear up the misunderstanding about her writings. We are talking with members of the Senate to see what the state of this nomination is. Clearly, they're out of town, but we are working hard on this.
NAACP Executive Director Benjamin Chavis is lobbying the White House and Senate.
I plan to meet with some members of the Senate Judiciary Committee to let them know that the NAACP maintains its steadfast support for Lonnie Guinier, and we'll be mobilizing our constituencies throughout the United States.
Senate hearings have not been scheduled. The Clinton administration reportedly is delaying its push for a higher minimum wage for fear of antagonizing conservatives in Congress while trying to get its economic plan passed. The New York Times reports advisors say the proposal for an increase probably will be held off until next year. White House aide Roy Neal said this morning no decision has been made. David Gergen starts work at the Clinton White House today after a mini vacation in Bermuda. Who did he spend time with? The Washington Times reports Gergen spent most of Memorial Day with Ross Perot. Treasury Secretary Lloyd Bentsen lashed out at Japan's trade policies today, charging that its trade surpluses hurt world growth. It was the second time in as many days the U.S. lashed out at the Japanese way of doing business. Speaking at the Anglo-American Press Club in Paris, Bentsen demanded that Japan make a fundamental change in the way it deals with its trading partners and open its markets to more foreign goods. Services were held today in Cologne, Germany, for the five Turks killed in Saturday's suspected skinhead arson attack in Solingen. John Holland reports.
Over 5,000 Turks began a march through the streets of Cologne, chanting Nazis out of Germany and displaying pictures of the dead victims. Germany's minister in charge of police, Rudolf Zeitz, was booed by many onlookers when he left the funeral services at the mosque. Germany's Speaker of Parliament, Rita Süssmuth, described the murders as another black spot on the German soul. The five coffins have been taken to the airport for the flight to Turkey, where the victims will be buried. Police say demonstrators are angry but remain reasonably well-behaved. But they fear that will change after nightfall, when most of the violence this past week has taken place. John Holland for CBS News, Cologne.
A sophisticated and unfinished drug smuggling tunnel has been found from Tijuana, Mexico to San Diego. Gail Stewart reports from affiliate KFMB.
The search to find the killers of a Roman Catholic cardinal has led Mexican and U.S. authorities to a sophisticated drug tunnel in Tijuana. U.S. Customs Service Special Agent John Kelly says Mexican authorities believe the quarter-mile-long tunnel, which is 60 feet underground, was built by a powerful drug lord.
We are presuming that it was going to be used for the smuggling of narcotics. It's been alleged that Guzman, El Chapo, was behind part of this operation.
Mexican authorities believe rival Tijuana drug traffickers meant to kill Guzman El Chapo at the Guadalajara airport last month. Instead, they mistakenly gunned down a Catholic cardinal. Gail Stewart for CBS News, San Diego.
At least seven crewmen on a British gasoline tanker were killed and two are missing after a fiery collision with a cargo ship off the fog-shrouded Belgian coast. Before the fire was controlled, this helicopter pilot checked it out.
Rather a large fire with flames rather high and smoke up till 150 feet. We are intended to send a specialized aircraft to check for the pollution.
Other ships tried to tow the tanker further out to sea. The UN commander in Bosnia, French Lieutenant General Philippe Morillon, says Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic has told him he's ordered a ceasefire around the besieged Muslim town of Garajda. That's one of six UN-declared safe areas. And apparently deranged Yugoslav soldiers shot seven comrades to death and wounded five others today in an army barracks in the South Serbian town of Vranja. U.S. and North Korean diplomats have made little progress in rare talks in New York. Mitchell Krause has more.
After 7 hours of talks, all the U.S. and North Korea agreed on was to meet again tomorrow. The top Pyongyang delegate said the dialogue focused on the nuclear issue on the Korean Peninsula and matters of mutual interest.
And I think today's discussion between the two sides was in the atmosphere of frankness and sincerity.
On the U.S. side, Assistant Secretary of State Robert Gallucci said the talk centered on elimination of the threat of nuclear weapons in both Koreas, but he was not optimistic about the day's effort.
I cannot report any significant progress.
U.S. officials say Washington is willing to make some concessions if North Korea does not pull out of the non-proliferation treaty 9 days from now, as it has announced it would. Mitchell Krause, CBS News, United Nations.
President Clinton said this morning he's close to naming a candidate to replace Supreme Court Justice Byron White. The Wall Street Journal reports Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt and Education Secretary Richard Riley are on the shortlist. The president also told reporters he's not paying much attention to his falling approval rating, but he said he's worried the polls could undermine his ability to get things done. A San Francisco jury has found that New Yorker magazine writer Janet Malcolm libeled psychoanalyst Jeffrey Mason, but can't agree on how much to award him. Bob Melrose reports from KCBS.
The 8-member panel in the federal civil trial says it is far apart on damages, but more deliberations are scheduled. It is unclear whether the jury has found that the New Yorker, author Janet Malcolm, or both libeled Jeffrey Mason in 1983. Mason claims an article quoting him as being an intellectual gigolo or wanting to turn the Freudian archives into a place of sex, women, and fun were never said or taken totally out of context. New Yorker attorney Charles Kennedy is hoping for the best.
Considering the mass of the evidence that the reporters as well as the public heard, it's a bit surprising and quite disappointing, naturally, to the defendants.
The case is being closely watched by reporters because of the out-of-context allegations made by Mason. Bob Melrose for CBS News, San Francisco.
Missouri's former attorney general has pleaded guilty to federal corruption charges. William Webster faces up to 15 years in prison and $500,000 fine for conspiracy and misapplication of state funds. In San Bernardino, the body of an elderly cancer patient was found to have lethal doses of morphine and codeine. It was exhumed after nurse Darlene Leon was accused of administering drug overdoses to 17 patients. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average is down 10 points.